Good morning. Before we sing, we have a lot to sing, so I'm going to be brief, but I just wanted to talk to you for a minute. Mostly I wanted to look at you and thank you for coming. And I wanted to confess to you that yesterday I did not actually think that I would be able to do this. It was a lot more than just, oh, I'm not in the mood to do this. It was like, I don't physically think I can get through this. I was driving up here about 24 hours ago in the rain, and my heart felt like it was made of lead, and my head was throbbing, and my eyes were swollen from crying, and I hadn't slept well, and I could barely pick my feet up off the ground. And my plan, if you could call it a plan, was to get here and send everybody home, and then go back home and go to bed. But I started the routine of warming up the choir just mechanically. And I walked into this room and I heard the Exeter Quartet playing, and I just allowed myself to be pulled into the music. I did not feel like I was doing it. It was inviting me in. And I came out of the sanctuary 3 hours later, a different person. And here's why. Even though I know Handel's Messiah like I know my own reflection in the mirror, I seemed somehow to have forgotten exactly what it is. And I had forgotten what makes great, great sacred music different from Santa Baby or I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And if you want to know the difference, you can ask Kenna Klopp-Packel, because she figured it out about 3 weeks ago over in the Thornhill Room. We were rehearsing for the children's pageant, and we were singing the African-American spiritual Mary Had a Baby. And Kenna popped up her hand, and she had this puzzled expression on her face, and she said, this song is sad, but it's a Christmas song. And you could see her trying to work out how that was, that Christmas is a time of joy, but why is this song sound sad? And I said, exactly, Kenna, exactly. And so we stopped rehearsal for a minute, and the kids and I talked about the fact that the anonymous person who wrote that spiritual was an enslaved person who may very well have known exactly what it felt like to give birth to a baby out in a cold barn lying on straw. And I asked them, would that be a happy song? And they said, oh no, I guess not. And so this morning I am so grateful to make music with you that is sometimes happy but also sad and angry and afraid and confused and lost and full of awe. Did you hear when the Exeter Quartet was playing the prelude, did you hear the undertones of gravity and sorrow in that music? That's the music that announces the arrival of the Savior of mankind. Listen to how sad it was. That is how he introduces the whole piece. So maybe what you've brought to church this morning is some righteous anger. You can listen to Brenda singing, "For he is like a refiner's fire." That's the sound of that anger. Or maybe what you walked in the door with was confusion and a fog in your head and feeling lost. Well, you can listen to Brad sing, "The people that walked in darkness." Or maybe you feel in the aftermath of Newtown, Connecticut, like we have yet to see a great light. We are still wandering in that darkness. There is music here for all of those emotions, and this is music that respects the complexity of our emotional lives. It tells us that these emotions don't contradict or cancel each other out, but in fact they coexist and they have us in their grip all at the same time. This time of year is an especially tender one for me, since it was just about 6 years ago today that I got my own visit from the Angel of the Annunciation. It's a little anniversary I celebrate every year, and after I got that news, I sat on my living room couch all afternoon alone, and I cried. It was my version of the reaction that the shepherds out in the fields had. When the shepherds heard the news, they did not throw down their staffs and start dancing for joy. They didn't say, "What color shall we paint the nursery?" They fell to the ground, and in my imagination, they covered their heads and they trembled with fear and awe. That's what it's like when you realize that you are really part of the human family now. And I'm so grateful to have this place, this choir, and these players, and you, the congregation, with whom I can share my fear, my awe, my anger, my sorrow, and also my joy. I want to say I'm particularly grateful to Brandon Adams, who agreed last night, yes, last night, to come here this morning and sing an aria which I had originally cut from our performance, but which I knew after the massacre in Newtown that I really, really needed to hear. I needed to hear, comfort ye, my people. May this music be balm for your soul as it has been for mine.